Maseches Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, 3:1. The Mishnah returns to discuss the definition of a field and whether if there's the same crop growing in two fields that are separated with a space in the middle, if they're considered one or two fields. As we said in the beginning of the previous Perek, if the field is divided into two separate fields legally, then a separate Peah must be left for each of those two legally separate fields. So the Mishnah here is talking about a specific case where a person has an orchard, he has trees growing in his property, and he wants to also plant grain. So the grain, of course, can't be planted directly up to the trees. So he will plant grain in like patches around the trees. So the question is, should we look at those patches as being individual patches and each one needs its own Peah? Or is it one big grain field that just has interruptions because the trees are there? And that's perfectly normal. It's perfectly normal to have trees first and not cut down the trees, but just to utilize the rest of the space to grow grain. So the main point of the Mishnah, although it's hidden away, the main point of the Mishnah is that if there are a lot of trees, then we look at those trees as just causing an interruption. And a person intended to have one single field, but because of the inconvenience of having trees in the middle and needing to give them space so the trees can nourish themselves properly and so the, you know, the farmer can get around the field comfortably and conveniently with his equipment. So the spaces between the different patches are just there for the sake of the trees, but really his intention is to have a single unified field of grain. On the other hand, if there are very few trees and yet he decides to make separate patches of grain, so it's clear that it's not the trees that force him to make separate patches, but rather that he just wanted separate patches, and the trees aren't the reason why. So the Mishnah now is going to discuss the question of exactly at what density of trees are the trees considered to be a good reason to be dividing up a good excuse, we'll call it, for dividing up your field into separate patches, and really it's one single contiguous patch conceptually just broken up by the trees. So again, everyone will agree, if there's a low density of trees and you make it to patches, then clearly you want the separate patches. If there's a high density of trees and they are the reason why, and everyone can see that the patches are because of the trees, so then it'll be clear it'll be considered a single field for Peah purposes, and the breaks are because of the trees. The question is, what about a middle case? Where do you draw the line between the trees are too dense and that's what's forcing you to separate the separate patches unintentionally? And when do you say the trees aren't that dense? And if you're keeping separate patches, it must be because you want specifically separate patches. So the Mishnah will say that the dividing line, the exact middle case, is when you have 10 trees in total in a space of land that's called a base sa'a. A base sa'a is an area that's 50 by 50 square amos, an amma being one's arm length from elbow to the tip of his middle finger. So 50 amos is roughly 25 meters, roughly 75 feet on a side. So in an area that's a base sa'a, 2,500 square amos, if he has 10 trees precisely out throughout that field, then we will call that the borderline case. And there's a machlokas and that borderline case between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say already at the borderline case of 10 trees per base sa'a, then already he must leave separate payas for each one. And Beis Hillel say no, at 10 trees per base sa'a, that's the threshold, but still one can leave one Peah for all of his fields. That's the whole Mishnah outside. The Mishnah inside is much less expansive and also not so clear what it's talking about. Here's what the Mishnah says. Malbonos ha-tavua shebein ha-zeisim. If you have squares or rectangles of grain amongst the trees, zeisim here means olives, olive trees, but there's no magic to olives. We're just picking a tree that's other than a grape so that we don't have an issue of kilayim. Beishame omrim peya mikol echad be'echad. Beishame requires a separate Peah on each and every patch. But again, the explanation here is that their density is exactly 10 trees for every base saw. And at that point, Beis Shammai requires one Peah for each and every patch. And of course, if there are fewer than 10 trees per base saw and you still kept separate patches, all the more so, each patch needs its own Peah. And Beis Hillel omrim me'echad v'al kol. Beis Hillel say no, if you have 10 trees per base saw, then you can look at those trees as being just very dense and getting in your way. And really, conceptually, all the different patches are really one big field, and you can leave one peah for the whole field. And of course, that's true for 11 or 12 trees per beisah, all the more so is the trees that are in the way. And that's why your single field is really divided up, sort of against your will, so to speak. And therefore, one peah will be suffice for the whole thing. Umodim, they both agree. Shimhayu roshe shuros moravin. They all agree that if part of the edges of some of the, of one patch, one malben, one square of grain touches another patch, square of grain, so that means, of course, it's a sort of contiguous where the edges touch, then everyone agrees, shehu nosin peah me'echad al hakol, then everyone agrees, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree, that you're showing that you want it really conceptually to be one contiguous field that happens to be broken up in patches because of the trees, and therefore you're allowed, according to everybody, nosin peah me'echad al hakol, you're allowed to leave one peah for all the separate patches.